Hi, welcome to It's Your Mortgage Podcast. I'm Gina Monaco, mortgage broker and team lead at TMG The Mortgage Group. I'm excited to share this podcast with you. Each session, we'll be interviewing industry leaders to bring you insights into the housing market and how your mortgage is impacted. We'll also be reviewing a variety of different mortgage products. We'll be talking about credit, interest rates, the economy. We'll be discussing the mortgage regulations and how they impact consumers. So enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the part two of talking about credit with Richard. So the last topic that we were speaking about was, you know, closing the credit cards or not, if they would be impactful or not. So just I think a general rule would be not to close them before a major applying for major financing, like such as mortgage or a car, right?
That's correct. You got it.
Okay, perfect. Oh, speaking of the car, actually, do you think income-wise and, you know, liability-wise, not a good idea to get a car before your, mortgage financing? Please, don't do it. I have clients, you know, they buy a car right a week before getting a mortgage. So please don't do it. Just let it be after the moving. That car can wait, please. But what about the score? Let's say if somebody liability-wise, income-wise is okay, having that hard inquiry, it's going to be okay, right? Because it's for a different purpose, right?
You mean for like a hard inquiry for a vehicle financing or?
Yes.
Yeah, the downside with the vehicle financing is that a lot of times if you go to a dealership, you go in, you go for a test drive, and you may ask them not to pull your credit report, or even if you don't say anything, a lot of times what will happen is they'll pull it 4, 5, 6 different times in order to shop it around for different financing packages. And what freaks people out is that when they pull their version of the credit report, they will see each one of those inquiries. And a lot of times they'll get upset because it looks pretty messy on the report.
Yeah.
And also on the score that they have access to, so whether they're paying for it or getting for free directly with Equifax, TransUnion, or some third-party app, or even with the bank itself, that score that you're seeing is not the score that the banks use. And so every inquiry will lower the score. So the score that they see, or that the consumers, or for the viewers, every score that you have access to, you will see each one of those inquiries and it will lower your score. However, on the bank version of the credit report that your mortgage broker would have access to, or any bank or lender when they're doing financing, it only lowers the score once. And so there's this rule for inquiries or hard inquiries that if it's for mortgages or vehicle financing, it only lowers the score once with the score that the banks use.
What is it going to be only the first 30 days? Let's say if somebody is applying for a mortgage financing, they do it right now, but then they decided to stop and then reapply again in 6 months. So it's going to be another pull. Yeah. Would that be twice of an impact?
It would. Right? So it happens. They count every inquiry within 45 days as one.
Okay, 45.
That's with Equifax, and with TransUnion, they count them, they group them within 2 weeks. So Equifax, 45 days, TransUnion, 2 weeks. So that's another difference between Equifax and TransUnion where your score will probably be different.
Okay. For me to suggest to the clients, especially first-time home buyers, one of the plannings, obviously, for getting into a home and getting their mortgage financing, the big factor is the credit history. A lot of times I will tell them, if they're not prepared at the moment, to plan ahead 1 year or even 2 years before applying for financing. Do you think 1 year is a good period that I'm suggesting? And also, what do they need to do in order to keep it? Or if they have a low score, is there any suggestion that you would give them?
So I highly suggest that someone go and get the mortgage broker, meet with a broker, the professional, in as long as in advance as they can. So having, you know, a year of prep time, that's great. Don't be afraid of the hard hit. It's better that the broker mortgage professional has access to the real credit report. They can confirm that everything's on there. And if it is low, then they can give suggestions on how to improve that and get them prepped up for that. So that's something that people are kind of, you know, weary about. They don't want someone to pull their credit if they're not going through it right away. It's worth the 2 to 3 point hit for having the score drop and just knowing that the version of the report that you're seeing is the same as what the bank's seeing. They can give you advice and help you guide you on what steps you need to take. So I definitely suggest people being as prepared as possible.
Yeah, thank you so much for the insights. But on the other hand, for the preparation of going to an expert a year ahead, I wouldn't really suggest to go to multiple banks or multiple mortgage brokers or having your credit pulled by different type of experts or different people. That's something that you don't want to necessarily have on your report. And also, I feel like you would get confused based on different advice. I don't know if you have anything to add on that. That's just like my suggestion.
Yeah, so credit-wise, there's no negative most likely to the score because it would be within that 45 days or 2 weeks time period. However, yeah, I would agree that it's best to find the professional that you want to work with or that you've been referred over by, you know, someone else that you trust and work with that person and just go through with them because a broker has the ability to go and shop around to various different banks and lenders anyways on your behalf.
Totally makes sense. The other question I had regarding earlier when we spoke about the broker pull and the bank pull and also the pull that the client sees, the credit that they might see on different apps, how different they are, because I know it's important. Sometimes clients see something, and a lot of times it happened to me that the client had different score than what I had. Obviously, I don't share it with them, but it's just something that I would know. Would you have like anything to say around there, like how different they are, how important it is?
Yeah, the score that the consumer sees or that the viewers would have access to, whether they're getting it for free or paying for it. The consumer does not have the score that the banks and lenders use. And mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why it's so important for them to go and talk to a mortgage professional and get the right score so that they know where they sit. Because it could be a few points different or it could be, you know, triple digits different. So I've seen over 100 points between the score that they would see on some app compared to what the banks and lenders would be using, which obviously, as you know, can be the difference of whether they get approved or not. So that's a big deal. And a lot of people will ask me, why is there multiple scores? Because life isn't confusing enough, of course. but that score that they have access to is actually one of the principal or earliest scores. Mm-hmm. So that's what they call an ERS 2.0 score. And no bank or lender that I'm aware of uses anymore. So it's very outdated. So the one that they have access to is very outdated. The FICO or the one that the bank's using is much more updated. And that's why it can be very different because there's been a lot of changes over the years on how scoring system, you know, calculates what? Risk.
What is the most impactful factor on the credit score itself? Like, is it the inquiry? Is it the utilization?
So most people will look at the payment history, and that certainly is. Mm-hmm. But one random late payment a couple of years ago isn't really affecting the score anymore. So to answer the question, whatever has been most current will have the most effect. But one of the things that surprises people the most is your balance versus your limit on mm-hmm. credit cards. So the balance on a loan or even a line of credit now isn't near as important as the balance on a credit card. Okay. That dramatically affects the score. So if you're seeing large fluctuations in your score month to month, it's probably because you got caught with a high balance on one of your credit cards. That's typically one of the surprising reasons.
Okay. No, that sounds, yeah, that makes sense. What should people do if they have a low score? Like at the moment, we've seen that, you know, the past year, a lot of people got into a lot of like, you know, cashing out credit cards and debts. And it infected, oh my God, not infected. Oh my God, what am I saying?
Impacted.
Affected. Yes, affected. Sorry. English is my, second language. So sorry for the bloopers. Or if people have like rainy days, I know people that have gone through divorce, having kids, different that, you know, but then they want to get back on track, but they don't know how to start like building and improving, especially like for getting mortgage as well down the road. Is there any suggestion that you have?
Well, you mentioned having kids. I have five of them, so I can understand how detrimental they can be to the wallet. But anyways, the biggest thing is the score is just a snapshot in time. And if it's just the score that you need to increase, that's actually one of the easier parts to jump up. As you know, mortgage lenders might need 12 months of reestablished history or maybe a couple of years. But what I always tell people is to get started now, because it can dramatically change sooner than you probably think. For example, I have a lot of people that have been through some kind of bankruptcy or insolvency or debt program, and they think that because their score really sucks right now, that a mortgage is completely out of the question, or because they had bad credit 4 years ago, that now they still have bad credit. But within 2 years of a bankruptcy or pretty much any debt issue, that's something that you can get qualified for best rates and best terms again. Yeah. You might need some additional down payment or some other things to help improve the application. But the key is to get started now. And then if they are in a hurry and they need that mortgage financing, they could talk to the mortgage professional. As you know, there's alternative mortgage solutions, maybe a short-term private mortgage that can clear up debt or get them out of an insolvency faster, and then they can start rebuilding quicker. So,
no, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of options available that many people are not aware or educated about it. Either if they want to buy a home and they had a bankruptcy 2-3 years ago, they see it far from the picture and the frame. Right. That's not how it works. There are still options. Obviously, like you mentioned, you're not going to get the best rate necessary, but you are going to get into the house that you want, the shelter for your family, and eventually build it from there. Obviously, we have different level of lending, and we can always get a start. You maybe from, let's say, private lending, and then move you all the way up to prime lending and the banks that you want. And that's also an option. But also for people that have debts and they have mortgages, if there is room to get some financing from the value of your property, if you have income and credit, that's a different situation. But if you don't, still there are options to be able to put some more funds against your house and get maybe like a second mortgage and pay those high interest debts faster and get back on the track more. I can just go on and on. There are a lot of options available. So if you are someone that have maybe not the best credit score and maybe had some rainy days in their life, just reach out and ask help. Obviously, me, Richard, or any other professional of your choice. We can always give you your options, but just feel free to reach out, I would say.
Best to get started on it and learn what you need to do. And as you know, any mortgage broker out there is going to be happy to take the time to educate you so that you can get prepared, and then you get a time frame and get a game plan on what you need to do step by step there.
Yeah, and please try to work with a professional, not the engineer Google or YouTube. Please don't do that, because sometimes you'll end up not going the right direction. So be mindful of that. And we are always happy to help if you ever needed any guidance. And it was a great talk, Richard, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. And thank you for your time as well. Really insightful conversation. And I look forward for many more. For now, have a great day.
Thank you.
Before you go, I need some help. Please subscribe to this channel to help grow our followers so we can reach more consumers with valuable information regarding all things mortgage related. You can also listen to the audio broadcast. Link is below. You can visit our team website for more information. Link is also below. Thanks so much for watching. Why?